You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about the local performance arts scene, and we're joined for her very first episode. Performance arts expert and host of From Memphis to Motown, heard every Saturday afternoon here on WEMU, Wendy Wright. Hi, Wendy.
Hey, how are you? And the break. Don't forget the break. Wednesdays.
The break on Wednesday.
Okay.
Well, last month we mentioned Theater Nova is presenting Mazel Tov, John Lennon, and this month we thought, why not bring in the writer, David Wells, and the man who plays John Lennon, Forrest Heichel. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hello.
David Wells, what prompted you to write this?
This is based on a true story out of when the Nixon administration attempted to deport John Lennon. It was 1972, and the Nixon administration was fearful of Lennon's impact on the youth vote, because 1972 was the first year that 18-year-olds had the vote.
Okay.
So Nixon was terrified of Lennon's impact, and he came after him using the INS. So it's... he attempted to deport him. So really, it's a story of presidential abuse of power and immigration as a political tool.
Yeah,
which
very timely.
Kind of sounds familiar,
yeah, doesn't
in a timely
it?
Sort of way. Yeah.
Forrest, what's it like to play John Lennon?
Well, it's a very interesting, acting challenge, because you want to nail certain aspects of it, certain sort of mannerisms and characteristics, and the accent, of course, is a thing to work on, and it's an interesting balance to play, because you don't want to, try to just imitate perfectly. I mean, that's not really going to be possible. And yet, if you're too far different from him, it's going to be sort of jarringly noticeable to people. You know, if you get the accent wrong, then that's going to be jarringly noticeable. Whereas, if you play the line and just write,
could you do a line for us right now?
Sure, I suppose.
Doesn't have to be a line. Anything in the voice. Talk to us like John Lennon.
He's very it's the Liverpool, so of course it's got this love in the good, sort of stuff, but it's also very he's very casual,
Well, David Wells, how would you characterize this show? Is it, how do you make that entertaining, I guess, is really my question.
Well, it's a drama, but there's a lot of comedy in it too, because it's a two-hander, so it's John Lennon and his immigration attorney. One of the things I learned when I was doing the research for this, I went out and I spoke with the immigration attorney's son. Leon Wildes was the immigration attorney. His son, Michael, is also a nationally known immigration attorney. He told me that he remembers this period very clearly, because he was a boy. Mm. John Lennon and Yoko Ono became very good friends with his father and with his family. So Michael remembers John Lennon playing the song Imagine on the piano in their living room.
Wow.
So, and what Michael told me is that he felt that his father became a father figure for John Lennon. Along with the actual story of this politically motivated hit job, essentially, we also have the to ground it with the foundation of these two men's relationship.
So this opened on March 21st. It runs through April 14th. When I first heard of it, I thought, how do you make a show out of that? But man, now I'm totally intrigued.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's an interesting balance to play, I think. Playing a real historical person who almost everyone knows and almost everyone has an opinion about.
Right.
Everybody either loves or hates the Beatles, and if they love the Beatles, they have
who
a favorite
hates
Beatle.
The Beatles?
Oh, I had
Rolling
a
Rolling Stone fan.
There are people who hate the Beatles, certainly.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But then if you love the Beatles, you have a favorite Beatle. You have preference within the Beatles. It's also interesting, I think playing, because John Lennon is a very sort of interesting, colorful character, and a very flawed man. We're sort of looking at him in this period of his life where he's very reformed in a lot of ways, but he was a very violent, pretty horrible person earlier in his life. And so it's sort of interesting trying to play, honestly, where he's at in his life and doing justice to that and sort of his mixed legacy without sort of washing over the worser parts of a person, but also, taking into account where they've come and being truthfully where they're at.
Well, this is playing in Ann Arbor, Theater Nova, presenting the world premiere of Mazel Tov, John Lennon. Do you expect this to perhaps play somewhere else?
That's the hope, yeah.
That's David Wells, who wrote the play, and we've also been talking to Forrest Heichel, who plays John Lennon. Thanks so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that was good. Wendy, what else is going on? Accent or no accent?
Oh, no. Choice. No, not for my first time.
Okay.
That's for down the road a little bit. So we have a lot of great theater coming up. The Kickshaw Theater is doing the Ding Dongs, or What is the Penalty in Portugal? It is a hilarious, fast-talking cat and mouse comedy, and it'll be performing through the 14th of April at the True Art Studios, which is out on Jackson Road. They perform in different areas, different spaces, so it's interesting that they will be performing out in off of Jackson Road. Also, the Roustabout is starting their first full season with Mad as a Hatter in April. It's written by a local playwright, and the characters are from Wonderland, and they're introduced into real-world scenarios. And that will be in Ypsilanti at the Ypsilanti Experimental Space.
That was Michael Allen Herman who wrote that.
Right, correct.
Okay.
And then we have some classics. The Purple Rose is doing All My Sons.
Hmm.
It opens on April the 4th. And one of my favorite musicals of all time, Brigadoon by Lerner and Lowe at the Encore, and that opens on April 18th. We have a special appearance by Valerie Jarrod, Monday, April the 22nd at the Michigan Theater. It's a collaboration with the theater and Nicola's bookstore.
They always bring interesting people.
Yeah, and Valerie Jarrod, if you don't remember, was a senior advisor to President Obama. It's a ticketed event to promote her book called Finding My Voice.
A friend of WEMU, Peter Madcat Ruth, is having a special 70th birthday bash coming up.
That is true. And, can you imagine? There'll be a lot of special guests there. That's at the Arc on April the 4th.
We've got the Blue Llama Club opening in Ann Arbor, and there's been a change for the opening night act. Ellis Marsalis was supposed to open. He has taken ill, so we were told that Joey DeFrancesco and his quartet will be opening at the Blue Llama April 5th and 6th for the grand opening weekend.
Crystal Bowersox, a runner-up from American Idol, will be at the Arc on the 22nd of April. And then we have some comedy coming our way.
Oh, this is, I'm excited about this.
Gabriel Iglesias is coming to the EMU Convocation Center on March 28th with the Beyond the Fluffy World Tour.
Just for the name of the tour alone, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour, right here on the Eastern Michigan University campus.
Yeah, I think Fluffy is one of his, like, nicknames or something.
Okay.
As I was doing some research, we also have a couple of Michigan Theater shows coming up. Jeff Tweedy and Amos Lee will both be at the Michigan Theater on behalf of the Arc. Ypsilanti Symphony Orchestra is having their 20th anniversary season, and they're having Local Treasures. It'll be featuring jazz legend Paul Keller.
Nice.
And the Sundown Quartet. That's April 14th at the Towsley Center on WCC's campus.
That'll be great. Wendy Wright, thank you so much. You did a great job on your first edition.
I was nervous.
Of art. Really?
Yeah. Well,
that was David Wells' fault. That, and again, thanks to David Wells and Forrest Heichel, and they have their show Mazel Tov, John Lennon, playing through April 14th. And thanks for listening to Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.
Bye.